Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Drew, there are a lot of concerns about the coronavirus, the social distancing, and the possibility of events this summer, later on this summer, possibly being rescheduled or canceled. With regards to the National Buffalo Wing Festival on Labor Day weekend, is it still planned for Labor Day weekend?
It is. Everything's still on, Tom. I guess, as Dr. Fauci says, the virus dictates the timeline. So there's different factors going on with festivals that people probably aren't aware of. You know, once we get through this period when we can all leave and we can have non-essential businesses back at work, the question is when the governor and the county executive will allow large-scale events take place. So I think that's number one. I think me being in the fall, I have a better shot, but, you know, I might be a 50-50. But again, it's dictated by when large crowds are allowed. The other thing is restaurants. All of our festivals, you know, we're all about restaurants serving food. So as you know, a lot of them are closed or, you know, operating with takeout only. They're going to be in rough shape. Some won't make it. Others will be in financial straits. You know, will they be able to come in from out of town, and will the locals be able to, you know, do something like the Wing Fest or other events? And the main thing is also sponsorships. Companies are going through some very tough times. Will they have just these funds that are earmarked toward festivals for now, but will they keep it there or have to earmark them for something else? So there's a lot of factors that are going into whether events can happen or not.
With regards to the National Buffalo Wing Festival, when would you say is the cutoff date, the drop-dead date, decision date to go ahead with it for Labor Day weekend, reschedule it, or just wait till next year?
You know, everything's planned out. We're ready to go. You know, everything's in place. I would say July 1. I would say by July 1, we could wait until then. A lot of the people that are involved, sponsors, restaurants, vendors, tent people, sound people, they're all, you know, they all know what they have to do. It's a matter of the folks scheduling their trips in from out of town. I would say by early July, I could even stretch it to mid-July to make a final decision.
In your mind, how wonderful, how important is it for you to try to get this Wing Festival held on Labor Day weekend?
Well, it's, personally, it's part of my soul. I mean, it's like Santa Claus not having Christmas. That's how I feel about the Wing Festival. If I can't do one at the same large scale that I have for the last 18 years, there will be something Labor Day weekend, I can guarantee you that, Tom. It just depends on what size we're allowed to perform at.
There will not be a canceled Wing Fest this year.
No way. No way. I don't care if we have a limit, 10 people, that's what the county executive and governor says, we'll have a Wing Fest with 10 people. We'll go to whatever number they allow us to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.